Good morning. Coming up here on 844 at WFIR, Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown is nearing the end of 24 years in office. He has received national and international recognition for many programs he initiated, and his colleagues honored him as National Sheriff of the Year in 2017. Sheriff Brown joins Evan Jones and me live this morning in our studio. And Sheriff Brown, what a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for coming down.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, we're sure glad to have you. Now, you're perhaps best known, Sheriff Brown, for creating the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force in your first term as Sheriff 1998. Sheriff, were you ahead of the curve at the time, or were your efforts, those happened to gain more attention?
No, I believe, Joey, we were ahead of the curve. In fact, we've been told that. We've been told that by a number of practitioners in the business, to include a number of federal agencies, that we were ahead of the curve. And we have tried to stay ahead of the curve since we have had the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And I really believe we have. We still now working on 100% conviction rate. The predators that we have put behind bars over the last 22 years.
Okay. Sheriff, good morning. You said the 100% conviction rate. How many of those involve somebody from Bedford County, either as the predator or as the potential victim?
Probably in the neighborhood of 20 to 30%. But a lot of times, the question will be, you got 100% conviction rate. And we're talking about probably between 1,500 and 2,000 cases. And they'll say, you got that many predators in Bedford County? And I'll say, no. What does WWW indicate? And they said, oh, World Wide Web. I said, yeah. It may start in Bedford, and then we will gather the evidence and then forward it to whatever jurisdiction it appears that the predator is in. And it may be in the United States. It may be in Europe. It may be in Asia. So it's all over the world, and that's the World Wide Web.
Did you ever have any critics saying you're devoting a lot of county resources to crimes that do not directly involve the county?
Oh, absolutely. You've been reading my script. but, yeah, sure. And what I tell them is, again, this is a federally funded task force, 100% federally funded. Now, this the county may provide some funding in the area of a vehicle or some equipment, but the majority of it, 99.9%, comes from the federal government.
And we are speaking with Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown, who will be retiring at the end of the year after 24 years as sheriff. Now, as part of this task force, you received significant national attention back in 2004 when you deputized NBA star Shaquille O'Neal in those operations. You ended the relationship a couple of years later when an online rap video appeared of his that did not address this matter, but had some lyrics that were seen as inappropriate. But nonetheless, was it a good thing to bring in the Shaq?
It was. It absolutely was. He regretted very much that video, but we felt that we needed to, and he accepted. He said, listen, it's a business decision, right? And I said, yes, it is. I said, we just feel it was inappropriate. He knew it was inappropriate.
Well, tell me what he did for you, though.
He brought a lot of spotlight on the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. I mean, all over the world. You cannot imagine, well, you probably can imagine the calls that we got wanting him to be on a program just to talk about internet crimes against children. And he brought a lot of spotlight on the task force itself. Our funding went up shortly after he became a member. Now, I don't know that had anything to do with it, but certainly we thanked him for it. But he is a great guy, and he is back now working with us.
What's he doing?
He, right now, because of his movies, his TV, his advertisements, I think it's, I don't know, it's one of the insurance companies, the General. he's probably busier now than he was when he was playing NBA. But what we've done, we can use his image, we can use his name on material that we put out.
Now,
And he will make an appearance for us if he has a chance to win the same area.
Now, when you deputized him, he was out making actual arrests with you. That must have been a surprise to some of the arrestees.
Oh, it certainly was. One that I told you about that was on a drug raid with DEA, some DEA agents, a couple of U.S. Marshals, and he was there, and one of the U.S. Marshals told him to watch over a couple of the subjects that they just arrested. Well, they exited the trailer with their heads down and sit down on the ground, and then Shaq went over behind them and just said, "Hey, what y'all guys doing?" And they looked up, and all of the jaws dropped, and one said, "Mr. Shaq," said, "I know we've been under arrest, but said, could you sign an autograph for me?" He said, "Sure, big guy." And so the guy put his arm out, and Shaq signed his arm. So, he's a great guy. He's a very very learned individual. He knows police work as well as any police officer, and which came as a little bit of shock to me. But he finished the LAPD basic training. He did it at night, but he finished it.
We are speaking with Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown, and still on this same subject. With all the stories of men arrested to lure minors into sexual situations, and so many stories of them, I'm surprised at times that so many others don't seem to get it and remain undeterred.
Well, I don't either. I mean, it's a mystery to me. And we still get criticism because, number one, we shouldn't be using taxpayers' money. Well, we're using it for a lot of things. This is protecting kids. And, a child's innocence can never be replaced. So we're just delighted that we can put as many as we can behind bars. But some do not get it. I don't know. And when they say that, I usually say, okay, you're either 100% with us or you're ignorant to the fact of what's happening to kids throughout the universe, or you are part of the problem. And with that, they usually just whirl around and leave. So I don't understand why people can't fathom what we're doing and why we're doing it. And certainly, and I give credit to our investigators, not me, to the investigators there at the task force. They're just wonderful. They work. We man our task force 24 hours a day.
We are speaking with Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown. Now, one thing that you're trying to do along this line involves making sure that young, the boys and girls, maybe in their teens, do not become victims. You started a cyber SWAT, safe surfing program, basically started in the just outside Lynchburg in the forest area of Bedford County. Mm-hmm. Do you believe, is it clear to you, and is it demonstrated, not just your hope, that students that age can be better teachers of themselves than, say, official sheriff types?
It's no question. Now, this particular program is going to 8 different schools throughout the country this fall. But so far, we have tested it in one school in Forest, Virginia, Jefferson Forest. It's a resounding success. In general, our youth do not, especially if it's something they like, they enjoy, they see a little bit of excitement in, they're not going to listen to an adult. I mean, we've seen it. What they will listen to, though, is one of their peers. And we found out after we were doing it that it really does have, there's a theory, and it's social cognitive theory. And it was developed by a Dr. Bandura back in the early 80s, and it absolutely works. So that's what we're doing. We're taking high school seniors and some juniors, teaching them what Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force go out and teach kids, and they are teaching. It's peer-to-peer, and it works. It's been a resounding success there. We'll know at the end of the next school year, high school year, whether or not it works throughout the country, and we think it will.
All right, it's 8:53 at WFIR. We are visiting with Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown this morning. You will have been sheriff for 24 years. Bedford County and the world obviously have all changed a lot in that time. Sheriff, what must the next sheriff worry about that maybe you didn't have to when you first took office?
I don't know. The next sheriff coming in is going to have a great bunch of men and women in the department.
Sure.
We have some well-educated. I mean, the educational level is very, very high now. I don't know that he's got anything to worry about. Just get out, be with the troops, get out and be with the citizens, which I've tried to do throughout my career, and it pays off. That's it. But worry, I don't think he needs to be worried.
Well, the internet is one thing that has changed a lot in your 24 years. Is there anything else that has changed what law enforcement must pay more attention to?
Probably the drugs. The drug arena, it keeps growing. We've been quite fortunate in Bedford. We have a very, very active drug investigative unit. They've been very successful. We've had great response and cooperation from the citizens of Bedford County. When something goes on a little bit out of whack, you know, we get a call quite quickly from citizens, and we get on it right away. So, but drugs, the internet safety, that's going to remain a problem that the new sheriff is going to have to certainly look at and be aware of. But he's got a great internet crimes against children task force. I mean, one of the best in the country.
Well, speaking of drugs, with more states now legalizing marijuana, is that something that you believe sheriff's offices in states like Virginia should pay much attention to now?
Well, you've got to pay attention to it. I know we are talking with sheriffs throughout the country who some of them are in areas that have legalized it, and they are not real pleased with what is happening. Now, specific cases, I can't tell you. But, yeah, the new sheriff, throughout the state of Virginia this year should be concerned about that particular arena.
Something you should pay a lot of attention to, though, with so many other things out there?
Gangs. We've been fortunate in Bedford County. We had a horrible incident last year with MS-13, the murder of a young 17-year-old. We were very fortunate. Our investigators, within about 3 days, had 5 people arrested in reference to the homicide. 2 of them have been, I think maybe 3 have been convicted. I think 2 are waiting, and I don't see any change in the what the jury brings back. It's going to be guilty.
All of them, members of law enforcement and prosecutors, the Latin American gang MS-13. Typically, they're thought of as being in large cities. Is this an isolated incident, or is this proof positive that rural areas are now subject to these concerns as well?
Oh, I think it's proof positive. I suspect that you can go to the Roanoke City Police Department, Roanoke County Police Department, Lynchburg. I know you can, Lynchburg City Police Department. And they're going to have, they've got the members there, the MS-13. They have some in some areas, not necessarily Roanoke or Lynchburg, but in some larger cities, again, there's a big, big presence. But that presence and that group, they're moving out into the rural areas. They think that, well, I don't know what to think. I suspect they're thinking, well, we get out and we get some of these podunk sheriffs and chiefs, we're going to be okay. Well, that's not the case. I know the sheriffs that I'm on the board of directors with the National Sheriff Association, talk to sheriffs almost on a monthly basis throughout the country, and they're all very much aware, some of them in very small departments, they're very much aware of the MS-13 and gangs in general, and they're taking them to task.
Hey, Sheriff Mike Brown, we have 1 minute left, so in that time, what are you proudest of in your 24 years?
Internet crimes against children task force, protecting the kids. If I have to be remembered for anything, I'm hoping it will be the efforts we put forth in protecting kids, not only in Bedford County, but in the state and throughout the nation and across the globe. That's what I want to be remembered as.
All right.
Four.
Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown has been with us. And Sheriff Brown, I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been having you here. And we certainly appreciate you taking the time. We wish you well in whatever your next endeavor is going to be.
Well,
whatever it is, I'm sure you're going to have a good time.
Thank you. Well, I absolutely will.
All right. That is Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown. He's been with us this morning, and we appreciate his time. It's 8:58.